Hey everybody, welcome back. This is News with the Animal, take fucking 3 and 4. We've been off for a couple weeks, but the reason why we've been off is because we went on a search for Red. We found Red. We got him here. Hey, Red.
He was in the Amazon.
I'm here. I'm
He's in the Amazon. He rode his fucking motorcycle to the Amazon.
I surely did.
And he had no helmet.
Nope, he had no helmet. No, he wearing this dude's wearing a helmet now. I saw in a picture.
Yeah, I was wearing a helmet.
Good
job.
But he has the assless chaps now.
I carry a machete too.
Machete.
Do you do that? Can you do that cool thing with like Arnold Schwarzenegger did, where
with
he flips the fucking
lever action shotgun?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I shoot people.
You don't even have your permit yet. Well, you do have your permit.
He's the fucking dude that's gonna flip it. Just goes out, like, flies out of his hand and hits the dude in the head. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it works.
Oh,
throw water
stuff.
Balloons at people.
There you go. Well, I got some news for you, Red.
Okay.
Welcome to News with the Animal, by the way.
Welcome. Yes,
nice.
Thank
this
you.
This is my first episode of
They Let You in the Building.
Yeah, yeah.
They let you in the building.
So
did the doorman give you a towel for no reason?
He's let two Puerto Ricans in.
Yeah.
He's getting out of hand.
He's getting fired for sure.
I threw my shotgun at him, that's why.
This thing ain't even loaded.
Park it.
Yeah. Well, welcome. This is our studio. We're glad
Thank
to have you,
This
you,
is a nice studio you guys have here.
Thank you.
Yeah, JD designed it.
The table hasn't even fell apart yet. That's what I like about it.
I should tighten it up, though.
Yeah, that's all right. We won't tell
anybody. Got a couple screws loose, buddy.
Loose and old.
So the way this goes is I spit some random news out that you guys probably have heard about.
Or
just
have
see
it.
What you say.
Oh,
yeah.
I almost forgot.
Yeah.
We got some stuff to touch upon.
We want to touch. You want to touch me?
Of course I want to touch you, but we got we had a writer like tell us what we got wrong.
Yes, yes.
I almost forgot about
that. Yes, we got our first response, and we are going to have our very first official JD response or reply. We're going to save that for the end of the episode here.
You want to save it for the
I
end?
I want to save it for the end. Wow. This is going to be like JD's final thoughts. Like Jerry Springer.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's your new show. I'm just here.
It's all
I'm
about the listenership. Okay, we've got one person listening to this. We got to stretch that shit out.
Fair enough.
You know, drama sells. All right.
Wait till the end, buddy.
All right. So here, random news for the last 2 weeks because we've been absent. Number one, this is recent. You guys know about that band, The Ghost Inside? They had that horrific crash. They had their first show. This last week, all together. I said it was pretty powerful to see everything together.
It's nice. Cool.
I know that the drummer's got like a prosthetic limb and stuff, and he had to like relearn how to play. And
I've seen a lot of shout outs from like other artists and stuff about it.
That's pretty crazy. Badass, man.
Went Def Leppard with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But 4 years, man. 4 years ago, that shit happened.
Damn. So
I thought that was
I remember that.
Yeah.
Me too, man. That was devastating, man. That was horrible. Tomorrow, the Three from Hell trailer comes out. The full Three from Hell trailer, not the teaser, but the full. Thing?
The full one? That's what, Monday the 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow will be the 15th.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. So I thought that'd be cool. You guys into the Rob Zombies? I know you are. You are too, right? Be interesting to see where they go because you think that Captain Spaulding and Baby die in the end of the barrage of gunfire.
How the fuck? Is this a prequel or is it confirmed?
Continuation, yeah.
Well, there's been cases where people have been shot up and survived.
It's true.
That seems like an awful lot of shots, though.
Seems like an awful lot of shots, and it seems like an awful long time to listen to fucking Freebird for 8 minutes.
Yeah, you
they
remember,
almost,
do you remember
they got all the way to the solos?
Josh,
and like,
well, didn't he be like, press play, we're in the theaters? I want to say.
Oh, it was in House of a Thousand Corpses when he came out and the cop was going to get killed.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
And Otis just held the gun out like that, and Josh
press
was like,
play.
Press play. Bam! That was intense, man. Intense. Some news for you. Seven Dust has got a new album coming out in October.
Oh, nice. Coming out, or are they going in to work on it?
Coming out.
I don't know about that. From what I saw, it was they were going to record it, going in the studio in October.
Battle.
See, this is why we got corrections. Are you
Battle.
Are you sure?
I'm like, right now
okay.
I'm not.
Well, now they can't say that we're wrong because I'm on one side and you're on the other.
It's true.
So now he's got to specify who's
now
wrong.
Now I'm scared. Now I'm real scared. You're probably right. New Seven Dust is coming out eventually. Boom. Done.
Boom.
Did you guys hear the news about the Halloween sequel next year? Raising a lot of bullshit.
Who here has seen the Halloween? The new one? That's two of us, me and Animal.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, I have not seen
it. No bueno.
Fuck Seven Dust is going into the studio in October.
Yeah, that's what I said. Jake said it's coming out in October.
This is why we get in trouble, you asshole.
Yeah, that's fine. We gotta make sure people are listening.
Yeah, early 2020 release. You were close, buddy.
Thank you. Technically, October is early 2020, but whatever. Yeah. So Halloween,
just depends on how you look at it.
The sequel to Halloween is going to be billed as Halloween 2, which pisses me the fuck off. Because there is only one Halloween 2. Okay?
Yeah, that was the better one from the original.
Exactly.
But the first, this new one that came out recently, was like totally a redo, right?
They're trying to make it seem as this picked up directly after the first Halloween. So technically, this was a Halloween too.
Holy
if you
fuck!
Look at all right, it
now
way.
This is
so much.
I remember you guys were explaining it to me before, but that was a while ago.
So yeah, because it's
30
is
years.
It after, like the second one doesn't take place at all, right?
Okay,
it's just more from the first one because in the second one he's dead completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why they went with the third one, Season of the Witch, because it was supposed to be anthology after that.
Right.
And then they brought it back and fucked everything up. But this is once, it's 40 years after the first one?
40 years after.
And yeah.
So here, well, we'll have to, that's another one we should watch. We should get Hector in on this too. But
Bring it.
Halloween 2 will come out in October 2020. 2 weeks after Halloween 2 comes out, Halloween 3 will be released.
Whoa.
Hold on, you fucked me up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They're
what?
They're going to release it
they're
two
doing
weeks apart?
Two weeks apart. They're doing the second and the third. They're filming
it. So they
it.
Already have everything.
They're going to. They're going to have it all. They're going to film back to back.
So they did fucking Infinity War and Endgame. They're just going back to back.
Yep, and they're releasing it within 2 weeks of each other. It's the first time anything like this has ever happened.
Has that ever been done?
Never happened before.
What,
I don't like it.
Now, if they fail on the first one...
It's not gonna matter because they already got it done.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's gonna make its money back.
Oh well,
I'm just saying if it's people are disappointed, then the
why go
2 weeks later
one?
They're gonna be like,
it could
fuck
it
that.
Could totally fuck the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they could go Season of the Witch with it too and have that third one.
No, they're not.
Nothing.
They're not gonna do it.
I'm gonna go to the drive-in and see them both at the same time.
Don't do that. It's gonna be horrible. I can't hear anything.
Yeah,
dude, I love the drive-in.
I love the drive-in for a movie that I've seen before. I don't
but
really
he likes
care
at
that
the
much.
Drive-in as well.
At the drive-in.
You do like at the drive-in.
Hold on, wait. How do you not hear?
I'm not fully immersed in it. It's like,
are you using the single speaker thing?
Yeah,
use your radio, bro.
But I don't want to run my auxiliary.
Jesus.
I don't know how to change my battery.
Get a battery charger for Christmas.
I know.
They sell jump kits.
Do they? I'd be like, where did this go?
He puts out his nipples. Somebody help me!
But no, we should watch that Halloween one. Is if you're looking for, how do I explain this without spoiling it? If you're looking for a crazy slasher, oh my God, that's not the movie for you. It's a slow burn.
I feel like it's not too much different than the original first one. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's. I don't know, man. There's certain scenes that are done well.
Yes.
But I just don't like it overall.
There's just a lot of stalking going on in the original anyway.
Yeah,
but
it was creepier.
They bring back those first-person views and shit, and that's probably the best.
I enjoyed that.
The best about it.
A couple updated brutality.
It's not as gruesome as you would think.
I thought it was. The bathroom and then the kitchen?
The teeth part, but like you don't really see much.
Yeah, but no, you
not
do.
That you,
what do you
not that
you
have
to. What do you mean
to,
seeing? Is it like the Psycho not seeing? Like, because that bathroom scene in Psycho was like phenomenal.
The original
the original, because we're like when they're showing the knife, and they show the curtain, they show her.
It's not like the old Friday the 13th where it's like, how can we kill this person differently?
Right.
There's like, I'm gonna stab this fucking dude. Now he's dead.
Yeah,
a lot
of peripheral stuff happening too. Like in the background, you're seeing these two.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's put
mostly,
it on the list.
They fucked up the tone for me because it's more funny than it is scary.
Yeah,
I mean obviously I'm 32 years old. If you listened to the last podcast, I was watching Candyman in theaters at the age of 8, so maybe I'm a little desensitized to this shit.
It wasn't needed, but I'm not necessarily hating on it, but it just wasn't my like Pet Sematary.
I didn't see
Pet Sematary. Have any of you seen the new
one?
It was decent.
He snapped it. How was it?
I'll honestly, out of four, I'll give it a 3.1.
Out of four?
Out of four.
That's actually
what would you do it out of five?
Out of five? No, don't do math with me. That's 3.1 out of four. Just keep it at that.
Math with the animal.
Math with the animal. No.
To see.
It was cool to see a redone version of it. There was a lot of shit that they added in there that I didn't think was really needed.
What
but
about Zelda?
It's hard.
Zelda.
You don't remember that? It's like the most famous part.
Dude, that shit freaks me. I don't even want to talk
about
it right now.
You're talking about the guy, right? That was dead?
The sister?
Oh, the sister was in it. I didn't know that her name was Zelda.
No. There's a sick one in the original one, right?
Yeah, there's a sick. Yeah, there was a sick one in this one, too. I don't know if her name was Zelda, though.
That's what her name is.
But the sister was brought back.
I feel like I could piece this together.
She's fucking.
I feel like the roles are reversed this time. It's not the little kid, it's the fucking sister this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Oh, I called it.
But the trailer showed it though.
Jake's like, I write movies for Link.
Yeah, the trailer showed it. You should check
when
it out.
When you see enough, you can pretty much almost piece some of these together. Like I've seen so many movies, it kind of fucks me up.
There was some brutality in it that I thought was cool. John Lithgow was the stay away from that road guy.
It's hard to see him in it because I love John Lithgow, but to see another old guy do his version of what Herman Munster did.
Yeah.
Fred Gwynn. Mm-hmm. I remember his name. Don't call me out.
Don't at me, bro.
I don't know. It's, man.
Check it out.
You
I checked
sound
it
like
right
Deckard Cain when you said that.
Did I?
Yeah, from Diablo series.
Thank you. That's what I do.
Stay a while and listen.
Check it out. I thought it was interesting to note that the Butcher Babies bassist left. No, you guys probably don't really listen to them or not.
Just
but
know the singers, that's it.
Of course you would. he's been around for the last 10 years. He left to pursue being a dad full time. So good luck to that guy.
Dad life.
Yeah, dad life, yeah. Here's one I've been waiting on, especially for you.
Oh, yeah?
JD. Uncle Ted's back in the news.
Yes.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent?
He was quoted as saying, "I think that it's crazy that I don't qualify in the top 100 of guitar players in America. It is just a stupid lie."
Ooh.
I'm going to say I agree with him.
Top 100?
I think his influence, you can't deny it.
No.
I'm curious. I wanted to go back and look at this list. Who made the list?
Like Hendrix.
Who should I say made like the actual outlet?
Who made top 10?
Who determined everything?
I didn't go that far. What he was talking about is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And everybody knows that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
was this
just
Rolling Stone?
It was on, I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Right. No, it was on a podcast.
Okay.
And he was just saying that he thinks it's because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not a politically basing, it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
And he said he thinks it's because he's anti-dope and alcohol. And he goes, you don't see a lot of clean people on there.
I don't think that would be the reason.
I don't think so either. I just think that he's very outspoken and people shy away from him.
I don't think it's, as far as being a musician, he probably should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, he should be.
But then
he's hands down should be at least in the top 100.
Yep. I would even say top 20.
Who doesn't know Cat Scratch Fever? Stranglehold?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mango Tango. We just go on all day.
Yeah.
Top 20. I'll say right now, top 20.
It's
top
just because he's outspoken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not a quiet guy.
He's always getting in trouble. He was just on Laura Ingraham the other day saying that
really?
Michigan isn't even a like an American state anymore. I'm like, oh, God.
Shit's getting crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. All around the board.
But we got another one coming up after this, an interesting story.
We do.
Is that the one?
Yeah, we got another one, too.
Speaking of old school rock.
You just want me to jump into it?
Is that next, or are you saving that for last?
Oh, we'll go.
Your order, buddy.
You do me?
This is your news show.
In our corner of absolutely horrible news, Betraying the Martyrs had to cancel their upcoming tour because of a van fire. All of their fucking equipment was lost. Everybody was safe.
Damn.
They lost close to $30,000 worth of equipment.
Damn.
Dude, that's a
fucking crazy. We were supposed
to. I'm sure they got insurance, though.
Yeah. Currently, they've got a GoFundMe, and I checked it out. Out of $27,000 right now, they got $17,923. So that's a pretty good jump start.
Yeah, not bad.
Not a bad start. Aaron, we hope that you're doing good. We were actually supposed to talk to Aaron last Monday, and they were starting the tour on Wednesday.
Mm.
Damn,
so
that's crazy.
We'll have to reach out to him.
Yeah,
again.
That's my fault. Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. Stop,
no
dude.
No fault.
Go check out their GoFundMe. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, please
guys
do.
Help people out, and you know, the most important thing is that everybody was fine.
Exactly. Yeah. You can do another album cycle. Yep. You know, some exciting news. There might be some new Killer Be Killed next year.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Go figure. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah. Max was in an interview recently and said that they're starting to kind of talk and get
you know what you gotta do. Not to prejudge you here, but we gotta start quoting where we get the news from too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to with
looking
direct podcasts.
Yeah.
But I'm just skimming the news.
Fair enough.
You know?
I gotta start doing that too when I write shit down.
Yeah, we'll start doing that.
So is it gonna be the same people?
So it will be Max. It will be Greg. It will be Troy. But it's weird because when I...
Fucking awesome.
And Juan Montoya, I didn't know that he was in the band. He is a guitar player from a band called Monstro.
My name is Diego Montoya. I'm here to kill your father.
They had...
Or you killed my father?
Three guitars.
It was three. So it was Max, Greg, and
but
then it was Juan.
But in the videos, it was just the two.
Max and Greg?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
When they did it live,
yeah.
Greg... From the videos I saw, Greg didn't do much guitar. He did a lot of just, you know, holding the mic vocals.
Yeah.
And there was another dude jamming on
his way. That's cool. They were credited as having two drummers. But I don't know.
There was a recording drummer and then there was a touring drummer.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So it must have been David from Mars Volta.
I could be wrong, though.
And then Ben from Converge.
You know, being Greg, I imagine, like, it might as well just bring in another guitar player in, because I'm assuming you'd want to just fucking go crazy like he does.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he is phenomenal on that fucking record, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. That dude's
interesting. All right, I think I want to jump to this because I'm really, really excited. So Slayer announced their last couple dates ever.
You're excited about Slayer?
I'm excited.
Explain,
about this.
Sir.
I'm excited about
they're,
this.
They're going to play a few more shows after that, too.
Probably. Yeah. But it's being like billed as their last.
They're going to be the Metal Kiss version?
Yeah.
Which is
good. I'm already pissed.
I went and seen Kiss's Farewell Tour in 2002.
I think I saw the Slayer, the one you were supposed to go to, but you had to work.
Yeah,
like 2 years ago. But anyways, Slayer, Primus, Ministry, Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals performing Vulgar Display of Power in its entirety.
Yes, that's interesting.
Is it going to be good?
Yeah.
It's going to be good enough.
He's so sure.
Here's my thing. I'm excited about this. Just because
all bets are off now, it doesn't really fucking matter what Phil does. Habits are gone.
That's just kind of like a kick to me.
Might as well get fucking Rex Brown playing bass.
You think it's a kick though?
He wouldn't have done this shit if he wouldn't have done
because because certain people would be raising hell.
Yeah, there's not left to fight it.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome that he is doing it because the way I see it is like he's in memory. You know what I mean?
That's what the fans want. We've wanted this forever.
Well, this is something we can come back to in a few minutes too. If you really want to get into it.
You think it's a kick though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Check it out.
Am I happy as a fan? Yeah, but if I was like, if you know, I don't know.
The Illegals have been going live on Facebook almost every day this past week.
Jamming
them. Solid.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
I think they.
Phil sounds fucking fantastic.
It's all fucking tuned what it should be.
That I can't tell you, but I say it's clean. They were just doing Domination and split it into Hollow, and Phil sounded fantastic.
We'll see.
I would go to it. That's the only thing you're going to get. It's as close as you're
going to
get.
If I was to go to that show, that'd be the only reason why I'm going to that show.
You'd like to see Ministry.
Yeah, I do want to see Ministry. They got a good live show, I'm sure.
We'll get a couple apple martinis in and you'll have a good time. Slipknot, coming back to the Ivan conspiracy. Maskgate 2019. Who's the new guy? Everybody has branded this guy as the Tortilla Man.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. So now, Slipknot being Slipknot is drawing pictures on one of the drums saying, "Who's the new guy?" and mocking fans. Fuck you.
Right?
I told you how I feel about Slipknot lately.
We cover them a lot.
But
I think it's Clown's son.
Yep, that's what you've been calling.
And everybody's saying that right now.
Not right now, they are.
Oh, okay.
I fucking totally said that a long time.
Yes, you
ago.
Did. You did. We rewind it. Rewind it. Give us another view, please. Devin Townsend sat down with Australia's Ever Black podcast.
There you go.
Devin Townsend.
Sources, baby.
Is saying that on the next tour. He's most likely going to be playing some strapping songs.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Like a best of, essentially. Bombs away! Bombs away! Remember when Gene Holligan said he shit himself on the set for that video because he's playing so fast? God bless Gene Holligan. Did you guys hear about Behemoth this last week?
No.
Behemoth? Nobody heard about what happened at the show?
What? Oh, the oral sex?
Yeah, oral sex.
Oh, yeah.
A woman was given some fillet. Let's say she was filleting her man.
Nice. It would have been more interesting if he was filleting her.
Yes. True.
That's maybe when he's just really taking some fucking chances.
Exactly. Negril from Behemoth, actually. I call him Negril. I don't know.
More Negro than Nurgle. You know what I mean?
He's every time they say his name, it's always so thick and Polish. I don't know how to say it right.
Yeah, like
I love
dick,
him. Hey, oh. He actually posted something on Instagram about it. He's I've never seen anything like this and how cool it was. I thought that was pretty
interesting.
Sweet.
Did they have all the face paint on and shit while they were blowing each other?
I don't think so. Oh, well, you just saw it from
there's a picture of it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Jesus.
Yeah, it's nothing sacred anymore. Come on. Okay, so let's get into this here. So recently, David Lee Roth was in the news because there was a quote talking about the Van Halen brothers, and he had said, quote, "We've always hated each other right up to the last phone call."
It sucks to hear that. And I saw them playing. It must have been 2012.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. Go ahead. Keep going.
This was on the Mark Maron's WTF podcast. Yeah. Yeah. They asked, of course, what about the reunion shows? And David was quoted as saying, "Think of your favorite jeans. They're ruined and full of holes. What you love most about them is the most fucked up parts."
Oh. Dude, I went back and listened to the podcast he did with Rogan. Okay. That dude's an interesting fucking dude.
David Lee Roth?
Absolutely go back and listen to it because he's always got ways of turning like phrases and the way he explains shit. It's really interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. I even know he was on there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to...
A couple months back, maybe.
I gave you some homework a couple of weeks ago.
You did.
I wanted to know the numbers.
Well, you didn't bring up the Sammy Hagar part.
Oh, tell me about the Sammy Hagar part.
Well, Sammy Hagar, it must have been because David was in the news, but he said David doesn't want to admit that, you know, his era of Van Halen was more popular or more successful in a sense.
Right.
So that immediately like clicked in my mind. I was like, got to talk about this.
Okay. So I wanted you to dig up the numbers on this to see.
I got the numbers.
Okay, let's just lay it on.
Okay, so I'm going to give you everything.
Okay.
This is all on Wikipedia, so bear with me.
Okay.
So, we got the first Van Halen is certified diamond, 10 million.
Jesus.
Fucking number two is 5 million. Women and children first is 3 million.
Okay.
Fair Warning, my personal favorite, 2 million.
My favorite.
Diver Down, 4 million. And then 84, the last with Diamond Dave, Diamond, another 10 million.
Wow.
Altogether, 34 million, roughly. Roughly.
Wow.
Dude, that's crazy.
Okay, now for the Hagar shit.
Okay.
5150, 6 mil. OU812, 4 mil. For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, 3 mil. And Balance is 3 mil.
Oh.
So 16 million.
Yeah.
Now,
but how many albums?
You're looking at 6 to 4 as far as albums.
Mm-hmm.
But Hagar has all the number ones.
Oh.
All those albums I just named are hit number one. 1984 got up to number two. So David Lee Roth has the numbers, but he doesn't have the critical or
the song,
the charts.
Wow.
I think the charts would make the bigger difference.
Think so?
Yep.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, so I don't know. Can you get an average out of like...
Average per album?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah, like,
because because
he's got two more albums.
Yeah, right? And those are the ones that are diamond. Everything else is pretty in line, but it's that first Van Halen in 1984. He beat him just on those two, and as far as album sales go.
Yeah, but then you got hits.
But you got to think too. 1984 is where you started hearing the synthesizers.
Those
and
have
shit.
Been out longer.
That's true.
So this started happening. This whole Van Hagar sound was happening before fucking Roth left the band.
Yeah.
That's where they were going. Now, Hagar's more successful, but the Roth era's got
it's got the old school credibility.
It's the fucking rock. You can put that up against anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the numbers. It's like, boom. Everybody loves the fucking early Van Halens.
Right.
But they got the fucking songs, like the hits.
Right.
I feel at a certain point, Eddie was just like, this is what we're doing. I'm going to write how I write.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the fuck you put in there. If Roth was still in there, he'd be singing over the same fucking music.
Yeah.
True.
I think Hagar is better vocally, you know, musician-wise. Mm-hmm. He's got the better voice, but can't hate on Dave.
He's still incredible. Because look at what David was doing. He was a showman.
Yeah.
Random tidbit. I work in healthcare, and I had a patient who was up in New Jersey back in the late 90s, early 2000s, who called an ambulance, and it ended up being David Lee Roth was his paramedic.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
insane. After he was done with music, he went back and being like an EMT or a paramedic. I'm not sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what would have been cool to like bring up too is like their solo stuff. Sammy solo stuff and fucking Roth solo stuff. Because Roth had Steve Vai play on an album or two.
Hmm.
And then... I don't know anybody that played in Hagar's band off the top of my head.
It was a bunch of people. It was like a super group of shit. Hagar and Friends, right? Or something like that.
Well, now he's jamming with Michael Anthony.
That's right.
He's been jamming with him for quite a while.
Yeah. It's interesting.
They remain tight.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, that quote. It's like, man. Oh, holy shit.
I mean, like when you look at it, number-wise, album sales, Roth's got it hands down. He's got two more albums, so I mean the gap would have been closed a little bit.
A little bit from 16 to 34.
Every fucking album, number ones with Hagar.
That's crazy.
I don't think I'm missing anything.
I don't know.
Hey,
yeah.
Read
I'm glad you got that. No, thank you. Thank you for
eat them and smile, as Dave says.
Moving on, M Shadows will be in the new Call of Duty game. If you guys wanna,
really,
yeah, I'm gonna enjoy killing him, shooting him in the head.
Oh, don't say
that. You know what?
Is he really? Was he?
Yeah,
good?
No bullshit.
Isn't in the zombie thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, hey, I'll take whatever the metal community could get.
Mm.
True.
Could say whatever you want about Avenged Sevenfold. Those are fucking tight, talented musicians.
I was just gonna say that. They could play their asses off.
And I like how they have...
I just wish I liked the music more.
I like how they have a left-handed player and a right-handed player. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
So like as they're standing next to each other, one guitar's...
Dope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's aesthetic. That is pretty dope.
They're pretty fun live. I mean, I've never gotten... I mean, I like that Nightmare
song. Remember when we
song?
Saw them? Yeah. Was it one Nightmare's of the Ozfests and or maybe Mayhem and they did the wall cover and everybody hated it?
Oh, nobody yeah. Yeah. It was garbage.
Everybody was
Vinny,
not happy.
Yeah. Vinny actually praised them for their cover.
What was he going to say? They fucking suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have.
I like the old... I like the old stuff.
Yeah, I saw them on Warped a while ago. I go to Warped. Who cares?
But I got two of their albums, but... It's only like maybe a handful of songs here and there.
Oh,
that Blessing
Confessions.
The Martyrs did a fucking cover of Backcountry.
Betraying the Martyrs?
Betraying
whatever
them.
The fuck I said.
Yeah.
The correct one, I'm sorry.
The correct one.
I didn't know that they did Backcountry. I like that song.
They also did Let It Go.
They did.
It's fave.
I remember it was a Mayhem I saw a couple of years ago when Nightmare was all huge, and they came out with Nightmare like to open up with, but it was at Tinley, and they had the curtains that they were trying to draw on the main stage, but they didn't shut them all the way, and there was a guy up at the very top of the scaffolding, and he had a fake noose on, and when the song hit that Nightmare, he was supposed to fall down and look like he was hanging on a noose. Something fucked up and he fell off the scaffolding, and
what?
Everybody thought that he like this was part of the show, so people are cheering.
Yeah, he went
he
Owen
was
Hart
okay.
With it.
Huh?
He went Owen Hart with it.
But he survived.
Jeez.
So
jokes, people. Yeah. It's all right. We like that dude. I don't know his name. I don't want him to die.
It was horrible.
Owen Hart to die.
It was
it's a horrible thing to say, and I thought it was funny.
You know that tape is locked up at headquarters,
dude,
in Connecticut.
As it should be. I want to see it. I want.
I wasn't there.
I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah, we all
they started filming the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just painting.
I remember that.
Was
shit.
That WrestleMania?
No, it was Over the Edge 99.
Except that.
Okay. Oh. That's weird. But then again, people didn't have fucking camera phones.
I know.
Nope. There was one known photo, and it's on Google, and it's just
of him falling.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. But it was horrible because going back to that show, we're like, oh, my fucking God. But he was okay. Like, they gave him enough slack, and he had a strap,
had
like,
a
on his back.
Harness.
He was good.
Yeah.
But then he's, you know,
Union,
getting
baby.
Zoom back up, and then they just shut the curtain, and 10 minutes later, they were good to go. Like, oh, we already saw this. We already know what's happening.
That's insane.
Insane.
That's why you got a union, brother, okay?
No Teamsters.
Safety first.
Marilyn Manson is coming out with some new material that he told Revolver. Thank you, Revolver.
Cool, you're on your shit, man.
Nice.
I think it's going to be self-titled. And I don't know if he
cool.
had
a reason. I can't think of nothing right now. So
awesome, man.
Yeah.
Glenn Danzig!
He's
everybody, back again.
He's back again. They're contrary to what we talked about the last time. We thought that Psycho Fest in Vegas was going to be their last show. They just fucking said they're playing the Madison Square Garden, baby.
Oh.
They just keep going.
That's funny.
We talk about that. That's a big venue. It is a big venue. I want to see the numbers for that.
Get it until you can't do it no more, man. Make your fucking money. Because there's not much money in metal anymore.
Nope. Anybody like Opeth in here?
I like Opeth.
Oh, you like Opeth?
Yes.
I thought she was cool.
Yeah, they got a new song. It's called Heart
no,
in
it's
Hand.
No, it's
Otet.
Oh, no, Opeth.
Oh, I don't
He's
like
talking
Opeth.
About Opeth. You
Thank
like Opeth?
You. No. I don't listen to them, so I can't say that I like them.
Oh, dude, they're...
It's trippy.
Dude, they're good.
Yep. I'm going to have to check. I always,
and
I always
his
keep
vocals,
thinking I got to check them out.
Mm-hmm. His vocals are nice.
Let me put together a play. I beg of you.
Certain
I implore
playlist.
You to let me put a playlist together.
You do.
For
I told you.
You
make one.
I will.
Because you got a lot of stuff I got to catch up on.
Because the song is 8 minutes and 29 seconds.
Jesus.
Their shit is can't get long.
Yes. But it's crisp and it's proggy.
I can too, buddy.
Crisp, proggy goodness. So that's what I had set there. Here's what I thought was kind of stupid. I'll get your guys' opinion. Not this part, but Justin Bieber posted lyrics from Tool on his Instagram.
Oh, I thought this was
from the pot. And he put out in like it was like part of his story. I didn't see it. I don't follow him, but whatever. Even
yeah,
if
do.
I did, who fucking cares?
You do.
He's a talented musician. I don't care. He's a handsome young man.
I can't confirm or deny that he's a talented musician.
Yeah.
I know that he can sing.
Yeah, he can sing.
I've seen him play guitar, I think.
He's played drums.
I don't know if he's
okay,
wrote his own
the deal.
Songs.
Yeah, I jam him with the kids and the wife sometimes, all right?
There's nothing wrong with that. But
Chrissy fucking loves him now.
Yeah. But anyways, he posted the lyrics from The Pot, and he said to his fans, does anybody know what this is? You should Google it and check it out. So he's being like an advocate for Tool.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay.
That's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Don't wear a fucking shirt, though. And,
I thought he said don't Google it because he wanted people, he wanted to see if people knew what the lyrics were.
Oh.
It could be.
Man, there's Animal
there
again.
There you go. Strike two.
Do you see what happens when I'm off 2 weeks? Mm. I lose my jizzles. But anyways, what I thought was really fucking stupid was Maynard responded with this story by putting hashtag bummer. Like, fuck you. You don't need the press, but don't be shitting on somebody just because Justin Bieber. Like, that whole Justin Bieber Nickelback thing.
But look at
old.
It this way. If he didn't speak out against Bieber, mm-hmm. I think he would have got a lot of shit.
He would have got shit?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think anybody associated with Bieber in the metal community, mm-hmm. nobody gives a shit. I think it'd be cooler for Maynard to say, fucking, you didn't have to do this.
Cheers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But then again,
cheers.
Maybe he's just
being, a bottle of
he's
my
just,
wine.
He's also a sarcastic asshole.
He is.
That's kind of his
that
thing.
That is a Maynard thing to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, did Bieber have a response?
Not at this time.
He
no.
knows better.
He's going to fight him like Tom Cruise.
Dude, he knows BJJ,
dude,
man.
He
don't
could,
fuck with him.
Dude, Maynard could kick some ass.
Yes,
is
can,
this
man.
Ain't Tom Cruise, bro. That's
no.
who he was trying to fight, right?
Yeah. Yep. He's trying to fight Tom Cruise.
Oh, God.
Did you see that video of Maynard taking that fan out?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
He fucking took his ass down.
Yep.
Dude
yeah, he
came
just
up
held him there,
him
I think,
he
from
was like,
what I saw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Flipped him.
Nice.
And then got him and pinned him. And he's still singing.
Still singing while it's happening.
Like, just holding
him.
Because
he's singing. Into BJJ and shit, ain't he?
Yeah.
That's
dude,
awesome.
He does a lot of shit.
Yeah.
He's serious.
Wine and shit. Jesus.
Yep. Another thing in here, too, it's not music related. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. What the fuck's up with Arby's, man?
What
do you mean?
Why are they doing all these, like, deli sandwiches now? What happened to the 5 for 5?
Because they have
five?
The meats. What are they going to do?
All right, here's the
we
deal.
Have
the wife
meat.
Likes the gyro from Arby's.
How, I've never had it. Is it good?
Dude, I remember, I don't know if it's if we get over here. I tried one time, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. But I was working in Illinois,
okay,
and I stopped at Arby's, and there was an barbecue sandwich. Arby-Q. One of the best fucking sandwiches I've ever
really?
Fucking had, and I loved it. And classic. I was getting it every day, but I could not get it over here. And the people were like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, can I get a barbecue
Do you guys
sandwich?
Not yeah. communicate
So was
with
it
each
just
other?
Covered in barbecue sauce?
Oh, I'm salivating right now. Dude. It was
is it
better?
Is it their Arby sauce?
No, it was. I
it
don't
wasn't
think,
the Arby
I don't,
sauce
I don't think
maybe
it was
Arby sauce with barbecue.
Could be.
Mixed.
Or maybe it was their barbecue.
Barbecue sauce
shit.
Is good.
Hashtag barbecue.
Dude,
that'd be a good sponsor, dude, because they're so fucking expensive.
You're good at Twitter. Go on our thing and at Arby's for us tonight.
Fair enough.
Ask them if there's such
I wonder if they're as cool as Wendy's.
Oh, I hope so.
Probably not.
I know,
it's just Maynard Rams like, come have the meats. But like in capital letters.
Right? Yes, Mr. Rams. Everyone has the meats.
They are getting in the sandwiches.
Yeah. And it's
like
just
brisket,
weird. Yeah. Right? I don't think you can slow roast a brisket if you're a fast food chain.
Yeah,
fuck out of here. Bring back the 5 for 5 in the original
yes.
sandwiches.
Yes.
Not
God
the small
it.
Little bitsies that they give you now.
Yeah.
Man.
Here's fuck a slider for $1.49.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Although I did grab the slider with the jalapeno.
Did you?
Oh.
Do you guys remember the Donnelly sandwich from 2 years ago?
I remember the word Donnelly.
It was like the meat mountain. It had like ham, turkey, chicken fingers, the beef.
Let's go to Arby's.
Briskets, all sorts of shit on it. Our buddy Hector, shout out again to Hector, went to go get it on lunch because I told him he wouldn't be able to do it. This motherfucker is huge. He's like what? I think he's like 6-something, 275, 280.
I thought you were
going to
say he's like 630 pounds.
No,
like that.
That'd be amazing. But he's like, I'm going to go fucking do it. So I was like, I don't even know if they're going to have it. So this dude called Arby's, spoke
requested
to the
it.
Manager, requested it. They told him that they only could sell 2 a day because if they sold more, they were out of food for the day. I sat next
How
to this.
How big was this
It
thing?
Was huge. Like, massive. No. It was stacked upon stacked upon stacked upon stacked.
We need to do this.
He had to, like, squash it and eat it, like, from
the
side.
Problem is, like, we can't get our mouths big enough to do anything.
Yeah, you'd have to eat it with the fork first.
Yeah,
and
he made his way around. He finished that whole fucking thing. And the rest of the day, he was complaining about his hands being swollen from all the salt in it. But it was that was so impressive.
Bless you.
Thank you.
But shout out to him on that, because that was a huge... It was like the meat mountain, essentially.
I'd like to know how it went after that.
I used to have a Snapchat
the
video
output.
Of him eating it.
Sweating, like tears coming down your eyes. Bloody asshole.
Too much.
He was dabbing his sweat with the bun.
I just thought that was a cool story. But only sold two. Two
that's
per day.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a lot of meat.
We
yes,
should request
is.
This and meat. Try and do it
yes.
ourselves.
Sounds like a challenge for Red.
Hey, yes. Are you a big eater? Like, could you do a
I
lot
could,
of food at
dude,
one time?
I could smash like 2 extra large pieces in a sitting.
Could you really?
Yes.
That is impressive.
I'm just a fat fuck, dude. I love it.
I have to stretch it out. I could. I'm not a big portion at one time. Give me all day and I'll do it.
I'm kind of that way too.
If there's pizza left over, I'm gonna finish it.
I'm definitely the slowest eater out of the bunch here.
Yes. You're letting all the heat out, bitch. Remember that?
Got that video somewhere.
I do. Yeah, he had, because back when Wendy's had the chicken tenders,
the strips.
He got the strips, but he couldn't handle more than four. So there was like two left, and we opened it up to show on the camera, like make fun. I was like, "You're letting all the heat out, bitch."
I'd stick my half-eaten spicy chicken sandwich in there, and put the chicken strip on top, and close the box.
He knows.
Yeah, we have to go through that and clean it up because there's 90% of that that's not usable. That we could
if
not.
If we had
put
a career,
mm-hmm.
dead.
Yep. Yeah. I'm about to ruin this whole man's career.
You should delete that.
Interesting. We talked about a little bit of this on the other this episode you'll hear in the future, but Machine Head.
Yeah.
How you wanna go about this? Demo has his own bar called the Back Lounge in Dublin, California. He had Deuce, he had McLean, and he had Jared come and hang out, and they played some songs.
This is God.
There was a bunch of other people there, though. His wife played.
Yeah, his wife. Yeah, Marta. She's super fucking nice, too, man.
Yeah.
Marta. Yeah, super, super nice. I did Bleeding Through when they came through Joliet, man. She's so super nice. I was like, hey, man, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. I'm like, hey, what's Phil doing? You want to call him real quick? She's like, no. It's like, I wanted to talk to him. But Phil's fucking cool, too.
Yeah.
Phil's awesome. He was riding his bicycle around at Mayhem Fest.
Just
ran around, yeah. He signed my ticket and shit.
That's awesome.
Like, yes. And I almost got a fucking concussion from that guy. And he remembered that.
What happened?
We were at, it was Machine Head with Throwdown and Arch Enemy.
Oh, man.
And at the end of the show, Demel decided, hey, I'm over 6 foot and 250 pounds.
That dude was big.
I'm going to front flip into the crowd.
I mean, he still is. I don't think he got smaller. But.
No.
Is this where we all went to the House of Blues?
Yeah, he's a large mammal.
We were sitting on, standing on his side.
Was
and I remember, did he used to do the backflips or did he just jump?
Front flip.
Front flip. Because that would have been impressive if you could do a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt yourself, though.
I think you were there, Ivan.
But, dude,
I've seen Machine Head at House of Blues.
That was the show then.
Just outside of like his little fucking like silhouette, like where he would have landed. I was just like, man, I just had to like pick up like a side. I was like, fuck this.
Thank
God he didn't
left right boot, on the, right left on the boot, dome. Right on top of the old toaster. Yeah. Yeah. So I told him about it. He goes, "Holy shit! I remember that. That was you." I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I didn't have to go to the hospital, but I had a goose egg, man, that entire night." He goes, "I am a pretty big guy," and I was like, "Yeah, that wasn't fun." But he had like those big black boots on and shit. He was super cool. But anyways, so we were talking about this. Obviously, Rob was not invited.
Hmm. Or was he? Was he invited?
Or was he? I doubt.
There's
he was
no
invited.
Way. Not with Deuce. Yeah. Definitely not with Deuce.
No.
Huh.
No. Deuce said a lot of shit. I'm surprised he even is still in there.
With them?
Yeah.
Just.
Well, he had a whole lawsuit. He was making fun of him on Twitter.
I feel like that's more
stuff
with
you gotta do.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Business. Pleasure.
It's interesting. I mean, man, this is getting fucking nuts, though.
Well, we're going to talk about.
They're in the same position that fucking probably Deuce was.
True.
Or, you know, they felt alienated or whatever, mm-hmm. or who knows what.
But I heard Deuce got aggressive, though, in some of those reports.
I can imagine. Deuce doesn't seem like a dude that fucks around.
No.
This, you know, McLean and fucking Demel, Demel's a big dude, but he's a pretty chill guy.
Yeah. But from what you read, Rob was, like, really, like, mentally abusive to him, making it seem
Demel?
Like he wasn't, yeah.
Or Deuce.
Demel, I'm sorry. I'm getting all excited.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, there was a whole long thing on Sirius where Demel sat down and he was saying that, like, Rob made him feel that he was the secondary guitar player, that the solos he did were shit, and that Rob was the head honcho of that band. Demel felt, he said, super small when he left the band. The day that he left the band is when he got a text from Kerry King saying, "We want you to fill in while Holt was out."
Oh, shit.
And he said that like boosted his confidence back up, which is fucking crazy because you listen to how Demel plays. You're fucking telling me that he believed that, but that's mental
abuse,
man.
He had my favorite solos on there.
Yeah, you know Blackening? I mean?
Favorite one on that one was that Wolves one that he does. Yeah, go back, check that out.
Sad.
That's dope.
That's crazy, fucking though.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome, man.
I don't know what to say.
We're gonna do a whole Machine Head retrospective.
We're
gonna go through.
That's the only way to do it justice, I think.
We're gonna go through album by album. We're gonna talk about all the shit in between. Maybe we can get a quote.
I'm not going to hold my breath for that.
Maybe, no. But maybe from like McLean, maybe from Phil.
I don't know. McLean's on Twitter.
I think he is. What the new band he is.
What do you want me to do? Text Sacred Reich and be like, hey, can I ask McLean a question?
No, set it up as a bamboozle. Like, I want to talk about your album. But by the way.
What are we going to do? Invite, like they did with Jared? Like, hey, come on. We want to talk to you guys. Hey, now we got McLean on. Hey, yeah. I know you guys are doing Sacred Reich, but you know what's the deal with Machine Head, man? What's yes, Rob like?
Exactly. No, we're not going to do that.
Obviously.
Last funny little quip that I have for you. You guys have probably seen it because we're already like 6 days past the press date. A gentleman played a 7-Eleven polyrhythm note
at the 7-Eleven.
At the 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven for 7 minutes and 11 seconds. This awesome. Motherfucker had a little table like with drumsticks doing it for 7 minutes and 11 seconds.
He made it through the whole
hell?
7 minutes.
He made it through the whole, the clip is 7:15, but he stops at 7-Eleven.
I'm surprised nobody kicked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You buy something or you leave.
I feel sorry for your mother.
I thought that was interesting.
I feel like I had the wrong ethnicity, wrong minority. Should have been more Indian. I seemed a little bit more Asian. I think they were Asian.
Cable guy. Was Cable guy 94?
95.
95.
94.
Just missed the cutoff.
Jim Carrey in the hits.
That's all I got, man. I know that's quite a bit of a load that I just dumped on your chest there, but.
Yeah, it's a hell of a, well, 2 weeks, man.
It's been 2 weeks.
Stallone would be happy.
Yeah. Hey-oh, a glass table.
Oh.
And so, if you can pull that up for me, sir.
Oh, the glass table?
Yeah. Please do. Move on.
Do you want me to read it?
I'd like for you to.
I'm going
to
read the whole thing
before
anybody says anything, okay?
So I'm going to hand this over to JD to finish out our episode. We got our first actual response on the
correction,
last...
Correction,
on our last News with the Animal here. So JD, I'd like you to finish this episode, say the person's handle name, what their quote was, and respond.
All right, so the whole thing. This comes from Integrity 101 on YouTube. So to clarify, the last news that we did brought up the 25th anniversary of Down or whatever.
Right.
Now I went back and I'll read it first. Okay, fuck it, guys. That was not a Down show. It was the Dime Bash event. Down had nothing to do with that drama. They played a concert after the incident. Now, do you want to jump in right now, or do you want me to finish it?
No, keep going.
Also, it's really obvious to anyone paying attention. Anselmo isn't racist. He's had a black dude in his band the past quarter century. That conveniently never seems to get interviewed about this topic. Rob Flynn is a phony. And closing it out here. As for the incident, Philip was being heckled, being called a racist. It happens sometimes. Down is in a normal break. They just toured a decade straight, 06 to 2015, taking Down worldwide. Now, for the first part of this, I went back and I listened to it. The way you made it sound, we didn't mention Dime Bash. I absolutely forgot it was a Dime Bash event. Mm-hmm. Nobody clarified that it was Dime Bash.
Okay.
So,
it was one of those things. To that. Yeah.
Was Down at that show, or was it just a bunch of random people playing with Phil?
I thought it was just a bunch of random people.
Okay. So, it definitely made it seem like Down was playing that show, mm-hmm. and that happened with them.
Okay.
So, I don't know if Down played after this, so that whole first part's right.
Okay.
But then he wants to get into his opinion, and this is where we're going to have some opinions of our own. Now, I don't think it's obvious that Anselmo isn't racist. It's been talked about for a long fucking time. You can jam with whoever you want. I live next to black people. It doesn't mean I'm not a fucking racist, or I can't be. You know what I mean? You might have a cool couple friends. That doesn't, you're not out of the picture. And having said that, I don't understand why it's cool that if somebody's heckling you at this show and calling you a racist, what better way to prove that you're not racist than a white salute? You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody here that loves Phil Anselmo and Pantera more than us. I'm not saying we're the fucking most, but we have a lot of fucking love for Anselmo and everybody. We've heard this shit for a long time, right?
Before yes. this video.
Wait, okay, before. Everybody's heard this shit. Everybody knows the deal. Why the fuck... You can take him to task for what he did. You don't have to... Like, it's not unforgivable, like Rob Flynn says. But it is inexcusable. This is Dime Bash's event.
Yes.
You fucking... Everybody here remembers what happened on Behind the Music. Yes. What did Dime say when he wrote Phil Off? Because all that shit, I want Dime back dead or somebody should shoot, all that shit. We all remember the negative comments.
Severely, yeah.
Whatever it was, right? So you didn't fucking... You fucked him over then. And then you're going to do this at his event. It's
Yeah, it's inexcusable.
Right. I'm not saying like do what Rob Flynn says, never fucking listen to Pantera, but it's okay to say, hey, Phil, you fucked up. It's not cool.
Right.
Maybe you're racist, maybe you're not. I think he, at best, he's maybe like
prejudice.
My family racist, like where they're just, you know, drinking at a party in a safe space, like, oh, you know, fucking black people and shit, blah, blah, blah. At best, Phil is a little racist. Can we agree with that? Okay. Nobody just says shit like that.
Prejudice.
A little racist. Bit, right?
What's the difference?
Is that fair? Is it fair to say? Like, yeah. How many, like when you're mad and somebody calls you racist, what do you say?
I'm not racist. I have a friend, blah, blah, blah.
Do you do a white power?
No, never.
Is that the way to do it, though?
No.
Yeah. Definitely not today.
I don't know, man. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days. I was like, I feel like it's a bullshit statement. Everybody wants to jump on Rob for calling it out. He calls him a phony. I'd like to know what you mean by phony. Don't just fucking say that and pretend like it never fucking happened. Are we talking like new metal era Machine Head? That's 20 fucking years ago.
Right.
Is he?
But at least Rob's come forth and said that I regret saying those things. Because he's said.
What?
He said the N-word because that's what he was called.
That's not bad though. It was in reference, like. It isn't one of the songs.
It was in.
For Rob?
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone that's going to Anselmo's defense is bringing up the fucking shit that he said in that video. Like when he got jumped by 15 dudes and, you know, back in the day, he's like, niggers this, blah, 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 or whatever. But, you know, the point of him bringing that up is that he got past whatever fucking shit happened. I don't know.
He's renowned. He's made it known that he
evolved
said it.
Past
he's
the
evolved.
Fucking hate.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's horrible any way you look at it, but Phil doing what he did, man, like that just kind of cemented a lot of people's opinions that they've already had. And as far as the guy getting conveniently not being interviewed by the press, I don't know who this gentleman is.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he is.
The only dude I know is that a dude that was around on the Pantera days. It was a black dude. I don't know if he was a stagehand or whatnot. But he came out and he did the screaming thing. It was in the Vulgar videos. Yeah, so I don't know if that's who he's talking about. But just because you have someone that's a different ethnicity than you helping you, it doesn't mean that you're absolved from your feelings.
Like I said, I don't think Phil Anselmo is full on racist, but it's okay to say what he did was fucked up.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Are we being
you can't just because you love him and you like him or whatever, you can't excuse.
And what was the white wine shit? What the fuck was that about?
He said that they were drinking white wine back.
So don't give me this fucking heckler shit. If you know if someone's heckling him, fucking say it. This is straight out of Phil Anselmo's mouth, right? Am I making that shit up?
No,
it's,
and even in the fucking racism in metal video that Rob did, the shit apparently Anselmo was
hate
drinking.
That video.
What, his video?
A lot of the shit Rob said, I didn't like. I can't even remember it. All the things he said, but I didn't agree with a lot of stuff he was saying because there's a lot of black people in metal, and then they don't get treated any different. Those when you see a black guy at a metal show, you're like, fuck yeah. He don't get treated any different. And the way, if I remember correctly, the way Rob was saying it is like they get like,
but that
you
was.
No. Well, I don't think that's a generalization. Like
that was
I mean,
in the area he was from, though. You're thinking about Chicago. We all see that here, and we're all cool. We're an integrated community. He was talking about out in Cali, where it's mainly white people into that shit.
Well, there was a lot of people responding to that too. That live all over the U.S. Though.
Yeah,
they were saying the same thing.
I think that's an unfair statement though, because you can't say just because one guy is okay here and there that it doesn't happen.
Oh, I'm sure it happens. Yeah.
Because my question is, because I've seen shit like this too. They bring up just like, you know, black people are welcome here. Obviously, everybody's welcome, but that doesn't mean there's not assholes.
There's always that one drunk guy that's being a...
My question is, if you really want an opinion on the situation of how it is being black and metal, I want to hear what LeJohn from fucking Seven Dust says. I want to know what Doc and the dudes from God Forbid say.
Yeah.
They tour the country. They go see all these shows everywhere. I'm sure it's not terrible everywhere, but a bad day being a black metal band is probably a lot worse than, you know, getting booed or heckled. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's racist comments.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Which probably digs a little deeper than a you suck comment or something like that.
That's why I don't want to hear anybody else's fucking opinions who's not there saying that, you know, black people just have it easy. It can't be that simple.
People are just ignorant.
It's a generalization.
When Jason Hayward got traded to the Cubs, when they went back to Busch Stadium, he was saying that people were saying the N-word to him out in the outfield.
Where is it at that's real bad with that shit? Is it Boston?
I don't know.
Probably a couple years ago.
I was just thinking
It's different for us around here because we're more integrated and we don't see it as much.
No, we don't see that.
Just, I mean, obviously, even I'll tell you right now, when I was younger and I moved a little bit further south, and it was literally just all white people, and they found out I was Puerto Rican and I was from Hammond and I was ghetto and this and that.
You and your fucking Biggie, like, Smalls and Tupac.
Yeah. It was crazy. So it's not that far-fetched, but I think, like, more on Ivan's opinion, it's like too many people grab on to stuff like that and it makes it worse rather than let's just come together.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that, you know, they're more accepted and all that shit. You know, you need to see that shit. I'm glad it's there.
So I think there's just too much negativity talk rather than, hey, let's just get along.
I just think they jump to that instead of saying, hey, Phil, it doesn't matter how many fucking black people are here or how many, you know, if they had a bad time or a good time, you shouldn't have done what you did.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
You're responsible for your actions.
Yep.
So. It's like I said, I love Phil Anselmo. I want him around. I'm not going to, I can't not listen to Pantera. I'm not going to write him off like Rob did, but, you know, I don't know if he'd walk that back or not, but.
Walk. He'd walk.
Walk. Walking on, boy.
I don't know, man. It's the thing is kind of back on what Red's saying, is that people just need to come together and just drop the shit. I feel like when Rob did that, Rob might have been coming from a place of good, but he was looking for comments and likes and pushing that. And don't make
maybe,
a mockery.
But this is what I was thinking too, not to cut you off, but even in that video, he said most, like, the band didn't want him to do that video. I wonder if a lot of this had to do with him going his own way completely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could be.
That's they started to feel like resentment. We don't want to be any part of this. Like, you know, we're all machine head, but if you go this is everything that I'm going to get asked now is, you
it's
know,
be,
in
yeah.
response to this shit.
Yep.
We're going to be that band.
Yep.
Maybe they wanted to be less political.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to be political at all.
Yeah, I don't think they want anything to do with that shit.
Yeah, Rob just kind
of. But then Rob's always been consistent to me. Like, they had the new metal shit, but, yeah. I mean, Burn My Eyes is political as anything else.
Yeah. It was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blackening's anti-war.
Mm-hmm.
No blood for oil, or
yeah.
is that mm-hmm. one of the lyrics in there? So, I mean, he's always been there. So you got to explain to me why you think he's a phony.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just.
So if you can, if you're out there listening, if you can give us a response, be great. Or you can call us. Email us. We'll set it up to
I'm
have you on
you
the
my
show.
Number, but we'll figure it out.
No, for real, if you want to be on the show, just hit us up. I mean, and it's not a thing that anybody's saying anybody's wrong here. It's just if
I'd like
you want to hear your
yeah.
side of your opinion.
Yeah,
a little more, you know. Yeah.
I'm interested.
We all got different opinions on here.
Yeah, we got really a bunch of stupid opinions on here. Obviously, in this show, we kind of grasp and tackle everything we can. But at the end of the day, we're just four fucking normal dudes who have friends of all races, religions, and colors. And
I'm actually curious if he stopped listening after that first segment or made it through the whole episode. If nothing else, at least let us know if you made it through the whole thing. I want to know if we suck all together or don't.
You know You're the mean? Only one that's commented, man. Or woman. Who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. Or no, we get random ones here and there.
Assume.
I'm sorry that I assumed a gender. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
That's true. There's no picture. It's just an Integrity 1-1. Shout out, bro.
I'm coining in on
sis, whatever.
Joe again. How dare you?
What if it was me? What if I bamboozled all you guys?
It cracks me up when Rogan says
that. That was
shit.
Me.
How dare you?
I was the one who wrote that response. I just wanted to.
Yeah, I know. Because you're good at responses.
That'd be funny.
It was like I pull off the Scooby-Doo mask. It was me. It was old man Willigers.
That's funny shit.
But anyways, I don't know. We'll see.
WastedAttention@gmail.com. All the socials, WastedAttention.
Like,
subscribe, or don't like, I
hit
guess.
Hit
that whatever.
Notification bell. Comment.
Yes. We'll be back weekly, even if you don't, because we like doing this.
Yeah, we'll be around.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We'll see you next week.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.